This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. It's, what is it? I'm trying to figure out which hour we're in so I know what we're supposed to be doing. I actually was listening to us on KQEN's feed out in Roseburg, Oregon. Mr. Bailey, who is the program director, and he does the morning program. They have their morning report. Very good guy. He always is sending me things. So I just, every once in a while, I look at one of these stations. Fortunately, we have hundreds of stations that carry this program. And so I look at their website just for the fun of it to see what else is on the stations. We're on, obviously, right now. We were preceded by Coast to Coast with Mr. Nouri. We had Jimbo on before that. Jimbo Hannon is a great friend, and Dave Ramsey. I was just looking at the company that we're in, ladies, you know. Lars Larson, who's a fixture in that part of the world, is on that station. They have a lot of news. They do Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, the replacements for Limbaugh. And so I thought it was in Gordon Deal. So there is an overview of a station, typical station. They all carry different things, but that's nice to see what the ambiance is, if you will. Speaking of ambiance, the world has lost the corals. I remember having this conversation with Roberta Fasanelli when she used to be on the program because she was a diver, and she would go around to various places and report back as to how much of the coral was gone. And I don't know if people know what coral is or why it is important. It is very important. The coral reefs are important for the ecosystems because there's a lot of oxygen that's displaced. It's very important for a lot of the water species. And so the ocean temperatures going up have accounted for, at least according to some scientific reports, a rather severe loss of corals and thus the support that they give to marine life. So what does that mean? At the moment, probably isn't going to affect your life dramatically, but if this continues, it may, because this is one of the, I guess Australia has the most beautiful coral reefs. Is that right, Victoria?
The largest, yeah.
Largest, sure. Anyway, yeah. Mm-hmm. I remember they're beautiful. They're usually turquoise, are they not? And responsible for the turquoise color. When you see beautiful colors, when you can actually, if you go out into into oceanic waters and you can actually see whether it's not muddy, it's not gray, it's not black, it's not dirty. Some of the most beautiful, in Hawaii anyway, I think some of the most beautiful water is there. But a lot of the, I find the Pacific Ocean to be more colorful than the Atlantic. Anybody
sure.
else?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, the Atlantic is super murky.
Yeah, it is kind of. Even though the Atlantic is warmer than the Pacific, it just seems. And I wonder why that is. Why, you know, we talk about La Nina and
it's
El Nino. The Pacific, the Atlantic's not as deep.
Right.
As the Pacific. Yeah,
right.
I think that probably is responsible for part of it. Anyway, Jennifer, I usually turn to you when it comes to La Nina and El Nino. This year is supposed to be El Nino, is it not?
You know what? I've heard various things. El Nino means that we're going to get lots of rain, which would be good.
Yeah.
Other people say it's going to be, I think the Farmer's Almanac said it's going to be cold but dry on the West Coast. So who knows? We've already had, we had a crazy storm. I don't even know if we talked about it on Monday in Los Angeles that blew through and shut down the, Chargers Raiders game for about an hour because of the lightning. I think they said there were 3,000 lightning strikes in Southern California, which is so unusual.
Mm-hmm.
And, big fat drops and thunder, and it was pretty crazy. So, I don't know, maybe that's an indication of things to come.
All right, let's talk a little bit. We always love focusing on the areas where the ladies are. Jennifer is in Los Angeles, Jay is in Nashville, and Victoria is in New Jersey. So apparently the lovelies in Los Angeles are going to enact stricter vaccination mandates. So what does that mean? Is that the city, another city mandate, so the city workers have to get a shot or they get fired? Is that what's happening in Los Angeles?
Already, yeah. Both state, city, and county employees, all three, are having to get vaccinated. And it's causing a big problem with our police, with our fire, with our paramedics, with our nurses, because the hospitals are already starting to lay people off if they don't have vaccine mandates. And there are a lot of vaccines, and there's a lot of shortages. There was a story out of Beverly Hills that they were not able to issue a paramedic because they didn't have enough vaccinated people on the staff. And so somebody ended up dying this weekend in Beverly Hills because he couldn't get the emergency care that they needed because of it. And Gavin Newsom over the last week or so has made it a mandate now that every kid 12 and up has to have a vaccine in order to use not just the public schools, but also to the private schools. And private schools used to be able to set their own rules. Newsom is like now really kind of forcing the hand of parents that if they're going to use any kind of school other than homeschool, they have to have a vaccine. And this just is already coupled up with new county measures in Los Angeles County that say if you're going to go to a bar, a brewery, a winery, a mega event, and you're going to be indoors, you have to show proof of vaccine. The city council in Los Angeles is thinking about making it for everything else, restaurants.
Did nobody tell them that Delta's going down, not up?
Well, and it is, especially in California. It really is. It's the only state where the numbers are actually on the decline, and that is pre-mandate. And so why are we being punished with all of this? And more than that, why are we putting this responsibility on businesses who have been struggling for a year and a half?
Because
we had a year and a half shutdown.
The management of the state is clueless.
But why? Because I have seen that California's numbers have been improving. Why did the National Guard get deployed to four different hospitals, though, because they have no
staff.
So they're helping with, like, dead bodies and stuff, I guess.
Yeah, they're helping. Yeah. I mean, these are, first of all, these areas where the National Guard have been deployed so far, and I expect more of it throughout the state. There's very rural areas that have few hospitals or that they don't have big enough hospitals. That's number one.
Yeah.
Number two, the mandate is killing hospitals. You have hundreds of workers who are being let go. This is not going to get any better. You have nurses who are willing to walk off the job, doctors who are willing to walk off the job, healthcare professionals in general, and that means that everybody's service is going to be down. That means that whether you're vaccinated or not, you're not going to have access to emergency services. You're not going to be able to get your appointments in a timely fashion. Everybody's going to be affected by this.
It really, these people are crackpots. All right, so also your pal Newsom has declared a state of emergency because of the oil spill. And how many beaches, I guess, are affected by this? And this is a good warning. Is it a warning? It is a heads up for the vagaries that can affect not only the coastline, but the inland areas as well with oil pipelines. Having said that, how else are you going to move the stuff around? But what, are they cleaning up this mess off of Long Beach?
Yeah, they're trying to, and everybody's looking at what went wrong, right? What happened? There's the thought that there was an anchor that split open the pipeline from a nearby ship. You have, right now, just to set the scene, too, I don't know if it has anything to do with it, but the waters in Orange County are just littered. There are like 1,000 container ships out there waiting to dock in Los Angeles, and so they're just sitting there off the coast in this area. You've got that going on, the oil spill. Apparently, there was a warning that there was going to be a failure 3 hours before the oil company, I think it's called Amplify, actually shut down the pipeline, and they lied about it, saying that the minute they heard, they shut it down, and then there's now evidence saying they had 3 hours warning. They didn't do anything about it. And now how do you clean it up? I mean, you've got wildlife that's going to be just damaged. You're never going to get that back. A lot of volunteers are working to clean up the beaches. And so the state of emergency is appropriate because that just gives the government more resources to spend without having to go through all the channels. I mean, it is appropriate in this situation because it is an emergency. You have to get it cleaned up as quickly as possible. So
yeah.
It's so heartbreaking to see, you know, the wildlife be affected by this. It's just, there's so much, especially in that area where you can see, you know, all kinds of seals and I mean, just gorgeous, different, you know, seabirds and stuff, and just see them all covered in oil is just, oh, it's heartbreaking.
'Twas ever thus when there was an oil.
So do you want to go back to that comment, Doug, yesterday that you mentioned that we're good for the planet? This is another example of why the humans are horrible for the planet.
Well,
I mean, we're here. We're not going anywhere, but, you know.
Yeah, it's good and bad. No. Speaking of yesterday's program, the DJV Download, the podcast of important anecdotal things that we talk about, the never-ending stream of information around COVID-19 and the questions that come from it are, and who do we believe, part of the conversation with the ladies yesterday. And beside that, we have a focus on Brian Laundry. I don't want to say that, but that is how you pronounce his name, right? Laundry,
like doing the wash.
Doing the wash, okay. Check it all out every day. Updates and the Download gives you sort of a bird's eye view, not to be going back to the business of the what's going on off the coast of California. But, yeah, this is a quick snapshot of what we've talked about. Help yourself to that, or the full program that plays all day long at DJVShow.com. The podcast comes on the DJVShow.com as well. Plus, wherever you get your podcast, you can find us. Hooray! When you need auto parts, O'ReillyAuto.com is just a few clicks away. They offer convenient options for you to get your parts quickly. Order online at O'ReillyAuto.com and pick up free at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. They'll even bring it out to you curbside. Or you can choose to have your parts delivered right to your door with free shipping on most orders over $35. Get your auto parts quickly with O'Reilly Auto Parts. Visit O'ReillyAuto.com today. Calitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploft.com.
Yep. Use the DJV code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploft.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Meanwhile, back on the ranch at the DJV program, you can celebrate this. Maybe this is an idea that has come. This is time for public libraries to no longer charge late fees. How many people are actually taking books out of the library rather than going to the library and looking at the computers on the tables and getting books that way?
A lot of people take books out. I mean, people, yeah, well, kids who, you know, especially inner city kids. I mean, the New York Public Library system is, you'd be amazed how many people are in there. There are a lot of colleges and schools and then kids who, you know, don't want to buy the books. They go and take them out and use them for school and stuff. It's actually a pretty thriving business. Yeah. And I was surprised that the New York Public Library announced that they were getting rid of late fees, and I thought that would have been maybe the first, but they're modeling that after the Boston Public Library system and the Burbank, California system.
Yeah.
So they did a similar thing.
So what happens if you don't return a book? You just keep
nothing. Yeah.
Well, they said that late fees have not actually, you know, made a dent in people returning books or not.
So I used to, when I had books and I didn't bring them back on time, I used to have to pay a 20-cent fine, and I was slapped.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$5,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Favorite Adele songs. Crank this up, will you, Bill? How can you sit still to this song? Impossible. So, Jay Kirshner in charge of social media. Shall we have an Adele concert instead of the trending stuff?
Let's do it. As long as it's Adele that's singing.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait a minute.
Thank you, Jen.
To whom are you addressing that comment?
All of us.
Anyone
I just,
who would feel
I know
compelled.
How Jay and Victoria get a little crazy with the singing, so I...
Nothing wrong with that. All right, Crank. You got something else, Phil? Oh, this is it.
Everyone why we're playing Adele, maybe? Trying to figure out where
like,
we can jump in.
You're like my mother. You always have to rein me in.
Well, someone has to.
Focus. All right. What else have you got from Adele? That's something else. I don't like this one as much. Okay, so Jay, Mom wants to know why we're playing Adele music. Would you like to tell her?
I think she knows. Adele has a new song coming out, a new album. She teased the new single. It's called Easy On Me. However, you couldn't hear any of her voice when she teased it on social media. It was just a little bit of that mysterious piano melody that is pretty knowable.
Pretty much sounds like Adele. That's right.
It's pretty much goes hand in hand with Adele.
Yeah,
so the new single will be out on October 15th. And there's speculation that the new album will be titled 30. There's been mysterious billboards around with the number 30, like all over the world. All of her albums were titled after the age she was when she wrote the album. So her first album was 19, followed by 21, followed by 25. She is currently 33 years old, but she could have been writing this album at 30. So seems like it's going to be 30.
And who's her new boyfriend?
Rich Paul. He's like a super, super sports agent.
Oh, that's it.
Is he LeBron's agent?
Yeah.
I feel like he is, right? Yeah.
He is.
Right.
He's a big deal. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a huge deal, for sure.
By the way, for those of you who want a little tease as to what
she needs somebody on that level.
Talk about in the next half hour, speaking of LeBron, there will be a sports quiz in the next half hour on the DJV program. Okay. Back to trending items. Katie Couric has written a new book. Aha! And who does she like and who does she not like? In this book.
it's like this whole big tell-all memoir. She pretty much eviscerates Diane Sawyer, who at the time was, they were each other's biggest rivals. Katie got under Diane's skin, Diane got under Katie's skin. They fought for the same expose interviews. Katie Couric even talks about how Diane Sawyer tried to pretend to be somebody she wasn't to land some interviews, like portraying herself as a devoted family woman to score this interview over abducted teens. Couric's booker ultimately got that interview for Katie because pointed out that Sawyer was a stepmother, which doesn't make you any less of a mother, just throwing that out there, versus Katie Couric being a widow mom to two young girls.
All right, what did she say about Matt Lauer? There's got to be some dirt on that, right?
She likes him, I think, right?
Well, yeah, when Matt was...
They're always friends, yeah.
Yeah, when he was let go, that was one of the things she even said, that when you care about somebody and you're friends with somebody and you genuinely love this person, they're a dear friend to you, and then you find out all of this stuff, you sometimes don't know how to feel. You're angry and all of that, and that was something that she had said when all of the Matt Lauer stuff came out. So she talks about Matt Lauer, she talks about Prince Harry, Martha Stewart.
She said he was drunk, right? Isn't that what she said about Prince Harry?
Yeah. Yeah, well, he's had his partying.
Yeah.
His partying ways.
He never tried to hide the partying.
Yeah. Like, I think we all remember the whole Vegas debacle.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, this thing, I mean, it's a huge expose. It's a huge thing. Wasn't
she also banned? She's also banned, right, from promoting it on CBS.
Yeah, she was booked to talk to Gayle King about it, and then apparently somebody at CBS finally read the book and was like, "Oh no!" So she got booted from it.
All right, book's called Going There.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The CIA has called on its operatives around the world to step up their operational security after dozens of informants have been arrested, killed, or otherwise compromised in recent years. A memo was sent last week from top U.S. counterintelligence officials to every station worldwide. Some of the problems are poor tradecraft, underestimating the counterintelligence prowess of foreign agencies, and focusing on recruitment without paying proper attention to potential risks, the normally secret memo explained. Parents and politicians are slamming the Department of Justice decision to bring the FBI to investigate threats against school personnel. Parents are not happy with these teachers for forcefully pushing the one-sided critical race theory. Former Department of Justice spokesperson Ian Pryor on Fox News.
What is harassment? Is that, hey, I'm going to show up at a school board meeting and talk about what you're doing and hold you accountable? Is that harassment? Is that what Merrick Garland is going to go after?
USA Radio News.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork and Line Tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork and Line Tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork and Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
In Arizona, videotaping someone in a bathroom is a felony. No charges have been filed after Senator Kyrsten Sinema was videotaped by a socialist Democrat in a bathroom at Arizona State University over the weekend. Journalist from The Hill, Joe Concha on Fox News, talks about this disturbing trend.
The New York Times, guys, perfectly encapsulates the patent hypocrisy here in a piece that was titled, What's Wrong with Kyrsten Sinema? And it says, quote, there is a difference between being a maverick, I guess that's John McCain, and a narcissist in Sinema. So you see how this works, right? When the late John McCain bucked his own party, he was a maverick. He helped save Obamacare. That made him iconic. That made him courageous with that vote. But when Kyrsten Sinema bucks her own party, she's a reckless narcissist trying to destroyed democracy. Social media, I think, has ignited tensions in this country where people are now acting in real life like they do on Twitter, where they just yell at people right away. Poor Shannon Bream, I read on Twitter, she was actually attacked, verbally anyway. She was trying to get her coffee at a local barista. When she grabbed the wrong coffee, a guy just started screaming at her. That's Shannon Bream. She's not really evil, Shannon Bream. She's a nice person. The point is that more and more people, civility is out the window, and we go right to the screaming part. And look, when the President of the United States dismisses the harassment of Kyrsten Sinema in this case, where he says, oh, it happens to everyone. He says it with a smile. He says it's part of the process. He could have brought down the temperature here and defended a female senator, one from his own party, no less. But instead, the unity president dropped the ball on that one.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Four after the hour here on the DJV program. So, is it true that you get what you pay for? One wonders. You're not paying to listen to this program. I don't think you are. Anyway, I hope you, maybe you are. I want a piece of that action. Thank you very much. We get paid to think here on the DJV program. Jennifer, Jay, Victoria, all big thinkers. So that's a good thing. We like to, because I believe that thoughts are things. You've heard me say that 100 times if I've said it once. And so I like it that the ladies think. I like the fact that I am able to think through. Say it again, Doug. Think things through. So I just wanted to point that out to people who wonder, what is this program all about? If you're new to the program, thanks for listening. You can follow us all day, every day, hear the full show at djvshow.com or your favorite radio station that's carrying us right now. So I asked a couple of people, this would be a good question actually for your husband, Victoria Lewis. Lewis is a sports person, sports producer, spends a lot of his waking hours working through the world of sports. So if you asked him what team Tom Brady is most excited about beating, who do you think it would be? Is he up yet or is he still in the sack?
He was up late watching
The Red Sox.
The Red Sox, yeah. I don't know. Wait, what team Brady wants to beat the most?
What is he most? He has beaten every. He's beaten all 32 teams in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, which one has he beaten the most, though, is what you're asking.
No, which one did he find the most satisfaction? He does a podcast.
Had to be the Patriots, right?
Nope. That's what everybody would expect, and it was not the. It wasn't
maybe Drew Brees, the Saints? I don't know who.
Nope. No, actually, Lewis probably would identify with this because you told me he didn't like the Giants either. Right?
No,
didn't
no, he's a Giants that? Fan. No, no, he's
oh, he
a,
is
a Giants fan. Well,
oh,
the Giants and the Patriots, that's always been a rivalry. The Jets and the Patriots, for whatever reason, has been a rivalry, even though the Patriots have wiped the floor with the Jets. So I don't know.
No.
I mean, who? Well, so what's the answer? Who does Brees?
The answer is the Giants.
Okay.
He doesn't like it. It's the New York-Boston rivalry, whether it's baseball or football. The Giants are long-standing. How long?
I think that could be, and Jen, you might know this more. I think the reason that he might have said that is because Eli Manning, when he was the quarterback of the Giants, I think one of the only Super Bowls, if not maybe the only one, that the Patriots lost was to the Giants. So that could be where that's
Here's
coming from.
He does a podcast with Larry Fitzgerald and Jim Gray. And it's called Let's Go. And so he was asked after the Super Bowl, it was kind of like a Super Bowl game because there were, 28 million people that watched that game on
it's
Sunday?
The highest the Patriots. Since, yeah, it was when he played the Patriots, when Tampa Bay played the Patriots Sunday night, 26 million people watched. That's
yep.
the highest Sunday night football rating since 2015.
Here's what he said. The team I would love to beat the most are the Giants. No doubt about it. Because they've taken away some really, he joked about Eli Manning. But, yeah, I think he likes that I bring it up all the time. So to bring it up again, I don't like losing to those guys. So when we beat them, I love it.
Yeah, because that's
two of the big losses in his career. Yeah,
because
right,
so I'm guessing that's where that comes from. He holds a grudge.
Right. So now you were talking off the air about him having a hair transplant.
No, I just was wondering because he just looks like
looks better than ever.
He's
like more handsome than ever.
He's in a new commercial for something that I don't remember what it is, but I was distracted because like he just looks really hot. And I was never a Tom Brady fan. I thought he was an attractive guy, but like he didn't really move the needle for me. But recently he's just gotten hot, and I don't know what's going on, but he looks good.
Do you realize, this is something, because I don't pay much attention to sports, these T-shirts and jerseys that have the either name or number of some of these, never mind just football fans, but baseball, these shirts are selling for $120.
Yeah.
Why?
Mm-hmm.
Why would you pay $120?
Logos
for a
are
shirt?
Expensive to wear,
well,
which is crazy.
And some of them are replicas of what the players actually wear.
Yeah, about $120.
Kinds of tiers.
Mm-hmm.
Think about this scam, though. Think about anything with a logo on it that people like. Not only are they paying a lot of money for the logo, for the brand, but then the brand is also getting free advertising because it's self-fulfilling.
Exactly.
You know?
Thank you.
It's a great deal.
Well, you're not a sports fan, and I would never wear a jersey to a game either, but that's what people are into, so. I mean, $120 bucks isn't that much money if you're buying season tickets or if you're that big of a fan. Well, it's not really. I spent $250, at your dispensary. So, different strokes
for
different folks.
Yes, that's right. Exactly. Speaking of money, the Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says that we could face a recession if the congressional leaders can't get their act together and fix the problem, the quote-unquote problem, by the middle of the month. So are they getting closer?
Yeah.
Mitch McConnell and the old fossil on that side with the old fossils on the other side. What is there something?
Well,
is there a movement here at least?
I don't know. The thing that I did not know, and I know we've talked a lot about the term debt ceiling, and we've kind of all have sort of an idea of it, but I didn't realize that if the debt ceiling is breached, which apparently we've never breached it, We have not defaulted on any financial obligations yet. So if that debt ceiling is breached, then that actually stops paychecks to federal workers. Yep. Medicare benefits stop. Military salary stop. Tax refund stop. Social Security stop.
It happened under Trump. It happened under Trump. The Democrats wouldn't raise the debt ceiling under Trump. They made it about politics. It's about politics again. This is what happens. The government has shut down before, and we've all survived. The thing is that everybody gets everybody that doesn't get a paycheck, everything is furloughed and handed over in the end. Everybody who doesn't get the services still has the services coming. I mean,
right, but that doesn't help if you're living paycheck to paycheck and
I get
you have to pay your rent and your mortgage.
By the way, speaking of that, can I tell you something I just found out? This is so
I would
crazy.
Love to hear something you just found.
So, I don't know if you remember, I know I brought it up to you guys a while ago, but one of the things that Newsom had to answer for in California was the EDD fraud. Do you remember? It was like $50 billion they were guessing in EDD fraud for unemployment benefits during the pandemic alone.
Yes, I remember that.
Some new numbers just came out. From March 2020 to March 2021, so in that year of the pandemic, basically, the California EDD had 23.2 million claims filed and $158 billion in benefits paid out. Now, our state population is 39.6 million people, and there were 23.2 million claims. So if there was fraud, that would mean 58% of California filed for unemployment benefits. But according to the numbers released by the government, the highest point of unemployment in California was 16%. So if that were true, if 16% of people were unemployed, there'd only be 4 million legitimate claims to unemployment. And instead, we had 23.2 million claims of fraud. Now, think about all of that for a second, and then think about that on the national scale, because California could not be the only state. I guess it's now being estimated that across the country, when this is all said and done and all the numbers play out, that there will be $500 billion in taxpayer money lost during the pandemic to fraud, to fraudulent claims of unemployment. $500 billion.
I mean, a lot of every state had to deal with that on some level, and I don't know, and that sounds like that's the most egregious that I've heard, but I had friends in New York State who were on unemployment because they were either furloughed or lost their jobs, and there were lots of claims, and these are legitimate. I mean, these were legitimate workers who had paid into the system and had never been on unemployment before and deserved it, earned it, the whole thing. And they were constantly questioned for trying to, they were accused of attempting to fraudulently file claims. So I don't know. Maybe some states were more on top of it than others, but that's a big misstep for California for sure.
Speaking
but not
of
just California, $500 billion across the country. I mean, that's every state's problem. That's just a crazy number.
Bad management, man. Really bad management. So Denise Richards and Charlie Sheen. Remember when they were married? 2002 to 2006. Who doesn't remember? I think I'm safe here at knowing that the three of you all know who Denise Richards is and know who Charlie Sheen is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. So they got divorced after having been married for 3 years. He was paying child support. They were living with him. And then they lived with her most of the time and him once in a while. But as the girls have grown up, they don't like their mother.
No, it's one girl. It's the oldest daughter who's very much going the way of Charlie Sheen, which I'm sure is heartbreaking to any normal parent.
You mean drugs and stuff?
I'm not accusing her of doing drugs. I'm just saying she has moved out of Denise's house because she said Denise had too many rules. So now she lives with Charlie, and Charlie has no rules.
No rules.
And so, and so now that she's moved out, she's dropped out of high school. And he's allowed that. So, she's going down a great path. And so, he doesn't have to pay Denise child support anymore on the one kid because she lives with him now. So,
But she says she didn't even know there was a court hearing on it earlier this week. And there was a court hearing.
Who said that?
Denise. I said she didn't know that there was a court hearing. And the judge decided in Charlie's favor, and she,
Well, then she should fire her lawyer, because her lawyer has made her aware of that.
Yeah. I've always liked her. I always thought she was
great. I love her.
Yeah. And he's a jerk. He's a jerk.
He is. She was on the air with us. We were live on the air on Sirius when she was in New York doing a press tour for something. I don't remember. And they had separated, but they were, like, amicable. And so Charlie, they were staying at the Plaza Hotel in the Eloise suite. She has a daughter who's adopted named Eloise, and so the kids were staying there. While she was on the air with us, she found out that Charlie had been arrested because he had hookers in the suite next door to his children. He had hookers, and he had trashed the room so badly that the police were called. And I'm telling you, homegirl held it together. We were seeing the headlines popping up as it was happening, and she held it together and did the interview and was a total professional, very, very sweet, and literally walked out of the studio in tears. And
oh,
I just,
goodness.
We felt so heartbroken for her because it's horrible. She's a really good mom. She's a really good person. And unfortunately, she, you know, saddled herself up with Charlie Sheen. And, you know, it must be heartbreaking for her daughter to see her daughter going down that road.
Yeah, down that road. All right. Let's see if we can have time for some good pumpkin games. What are you doing with your children and pumpkins? Some suggestions after this.
Over the past few weeks, I've learned how the 2021 National Coin Dealer of the Year, Mike Fulgens, of Universal Coin and Bullion, became an expert at detecting and exposing counterfeit money. I don't think people really understand the threat of those counterfeit products from China and how important it is that they protect themselves. And you're saying, look, come to people like us. You take a chance when you're just buying off the cuff and you don't know who you're purchasing from, right?
Absolutely. You don't know their expertise. You don't know their reputation, and there's a risk there. No matter what you see online that they're recommended or they got certain checks, you want to know who that person is, and are they reputable, and do they have expertise over time?
So don't wait any longer. Contact Mike Fulgens. He's recognized as America's gold expert by the U.S. government and his team of professionals at Universal Coin and Bullion to own yours now. Call 1-800-UCB-GOLD. That's 1-800-UCB-GOLD.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
All right, so here's some ideas. Those of you who are going to the farms and picking up pumpkins, carving out the usual jack-o'-lantern face, but here are some other things. Cut out the pumpkin just a little bit and put pennies for eyes in the pumpkin instead of carving it all the way through. It'll last longer. How about that? Does that make sense, ladies?
Pennies?
Yeah. Little pennies for eyes.
The sequence, no carving, just sequence.
There's little thicker googly eyes. My friend who has the produce farm up the street has been sponsoring pumpkin bowling. You get some soda bottles and put them down on the driveway and throw the pumpkins down. Let's see here. There also are a lot of farmers who are hiding pumpkins and giving you free pumpkins if you can find the particular pumpkin that's lost behind the chickens or wherever it may be. And then there's this new apple pumpkin pie. Ugh, sounds awful. Apple pumpkin pie? What do you think, ladies?
It's a very small. You have a slice of each, so you save time, right?
Yeah.
I guess.
Together. Okay, there you go. 10 before the hour, DJV time.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
After the hour, time for our weekly visit from Warren Eckstein. Actually, he visits here on the program every day with his pet tips, but live and in person, here he is on the DJV program with a mass of experiences. And massive, is it a mass of them or massive? You have massive experiences, or you have a mass of them. I guess a little of both, probably, right? Trainer to the Mob. I like that one. That's his latest handle. It's Warren Eckstein on the DJV program. Pet store puppies may be passing drug-resistant bacteria to people, according to the Journal of the American Medical Association. What do we make of that? Pet store puppies, no, no, no. Go find them in a shelter, right?
Well, look where the dogs are coming from. Years ago when I was a peace officer in New York, I investigated, puppy mills. And I got to tell you, they are the most disgusting, horrendous, horrible places. The people that they don't take care of them. So the conditions these dogs live in, on top of each other, in cages full of feces and urine, and old food, and bugs crawling around. Of course, they're going to pass diseases, and that's why pet stores should not be selling puppies unless they're coming from rescues or humane organizations where they've been checked by vets, they've been looked over. Those are the dogs and cats that should be adopted from the stores. No puppy should be sold at a store. It's not a car, it's not a chair, it's a living, breathing thing with a personality and emotion.
I've told you the story about Daisy, who came to me, couldn't walk, she'd been in a cage for 2 years, and the what makes me bring this up is the exact description that you just gave of where these, what happened to these puppy mills. She lived in her own squalor for 2 years. Imagine not getting out of a cage, the poor thing, I just can't imagine. I'd like to rattle or throttle.
Let me tell you a quick story. Years ago, there was a large chain of pet stores that sold puppies. This is when I first got out of the service, and I was starting to train a little bit. And I went into some of these stores, and I saw the atrocities that these poor animals went through. And then I realized one day, I staked out one of these stores at Roosevelt Field on Long Island, and at this store, the puppies were delivered by UPS. Puppies were delivered by UPS. Puppies would come in every Tuesday to this location, delivered by UPS, and some of the puppies arrived dead. When I finally got in there, kind of undercoverish, and I looked around, there were three or four dogs in plastic bags in the freezer that did not make the trip. It's just amazing to me that people knowing this will still either buy or sell or at pet stores, which is ludicrous.
No,
absolutely crazy. Absolutely.
We have celebrated National Black Dog Day. Do you know that the same stigma that surrounds black cats has affected black dogs?
Black dog syndrome's been around for years. Yeah,
really.
People for some reason they go to a shelter. There could be two dogs. One could react like Cujo, the other could act like Boomer, and they're going to take the one that reacts like Cujo because it's not black. Yeah, black dogs have a much more difficult time. Hmm. That's why I'm always an advocate for black dog and black cat adoptions. Absolutely. Except around Halloween, you got to be a little careful, man.
Yeah, I suppose.
With black cats. And if you have a black cat in your home, make sure it stays in your home
there.
And not let it outside.
Then we'd be barbecuing it if you're not careful. All right, so we now have a survey that I'm sure we'll make it onto the Pet Show this coming weekend. PetShow.com is where you find the stations around you, or you can listen online to our next Science Pet Show. So here are the stats for those people. Is this more men than women? Who's sleeping with whom here?
Listen, you need to ask Dr. Ruth who's sleeping with who, but you can ask Warren about... I don't know. The study doesn't say if it's men or women. It just says one in four pet owners would rather sleep next to their pet instead of a partner, instead of a human partner, I'm assuming. I listen, I've been in bed with dogs my entire life, and I'm not joking about that. Yeah, I've had, literally, I have a California king-size, I think I said this before, a California king-size bed, the biggest bed you can buy, right? That's the bed in my bedroom. I have two dogs. Together, they may weigh 15 pounds. I have yet to have both legs and arms on the bed at the same time when I go to sleep. Because I can't, as good as I am, I can't teach my dogs to sleep horizontally or vertically. They prefer horizontally. I'm trying to convince them to sleep vertically. Not working so well.
Daisy always warms up the bed for me. She jumps in bed before I get in there. If I'm in brushing my teeth, washing my face, whatever it is, she gets into bed and she cuddles up into the pillow. And so when I get into bed, it's always warm. And she looks at me as if she's been affronted when I ask her to move over. Like, huh, what do you mean, move over?
Leave me alone.
She'll move an inch. And she'll maybe move 2 inches. It's the same routine every night. It's, okay, I'll move a little, and then a little bit more, and then I get in, and it's just enough for me to be actually in the bed. And then she'll push against me with her legs.
And then if you bump into them, you say, I apologize. Sorry, guys.
Right.
It's your, bed. Sorry I bumped into you.
Yeah, no, it's my bed. I'm warming up for you. All right, there's the latest little bit of this and some of that from Warren Eckstein. Check out thepetshow.com. He really is a fabulous host of a fabulous radio program. And as you can tell when he's appearing on this program, pretty likable guy as well. Warren, with Doug and the Dougsters.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.